Welcome back to Hardwood and End Zones with our part two section of sports news and white supremacy. So, speaking of white supremacy, Jamel made a Twitter statement, not on air, not doing a ESPN sports venue, and she tweeted that the president was a white supremacist based on his interaction with the white supremacists Nazis
around him.
Yes. And the white supremacists went wild.
Yeah, so what happened was, I don't necessarily think they got the Twitter off rip. What happened was, this stupid Asian white supremacist, I'm not going to call him, he's suspected. But this Asian decided to ask the question to Shorty. What's the big man looking woman that does the presses for?
Oh, I know you talk about. Yeah, she went out of her way. She replaced Spicer.
Right. So basically what happened is the whole snippet, because I don't think everyone's heard the whole snippet. You only heard her part. But the beginning of it was like, this African-American female on ESPN said, and then he quoted the whole tweet. So it was kind of like, you messy. You messy as hell, bruh.
You throwing that out in front of everybody just to get a plug to say, hey, I'm the one who said it. I got the plug because I'm breaking this. Right. Everyone else is scared.
Right. Which was totally bogus. But in return, she replied to it. And she replied that, I don't think anyone should be making those type of comments. And that does call for means of firing. Now, she's getting in some hot fire for that. Because you're not supposed to do that. Like, I read something about that. Basically, it's illegal. And you're calling for somebody to get fired. And it's a politic thing, basically. Like, it's a law that you can't initiate somebody else to get fired if you're part of this political group or the government, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
So after she said it, then everybody ran to it like, oh, Jamil's a racist.
Yep.
ESPN has a bunch of racists.
Fucking Kurt Schilling, who's a Trump supporter any goddamn way. He always been saying some controversial shit even way before when Obama was in.
Right, yep.
So that was a good opportunity for him to come up under that rock and make his statement of, just, she's racist. She's racist. You can tell how racist she is. Shut the hell up, dude.
So I don't commend ESPN, but because what ESPN did was they was basically like, oh, well, we don't represent none of the stuff that she said, and we're just going to... We've talked to her about that, and we'll be discussing this further with this issue. But so there's two things to go. Well, there's three things. First off, ESPN is ran by ABC, which is ran by Disney. You know, so.
Remember that.
Right. That was the first thing I said. I was just like, okay, Disney, it's a pretty racist company. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Why is it a racist company, Sean?
Oh, man, history. Just based on its history, it's a racist company.
So it's been known, or you can read it, because maybe I'm reading the wrong books, but Disney was an anti-Semite, and the cartoons depicted black people as shuffling, big-lipped, watermelon-eating black people. This was Disney. And so, all of that is history.
Yeah.
So, Disney has a history of racism. They may not be white supremacists.
Right.
But they're racist.
Right.
The company has roots of racism.
There you go.
Let's put it that way. Because I don't know about the people who's in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their history. So, if black people have a history of being slaves, and we don't want to be that anymore, you can't make us slaves back anymore. There's a lot of laws. If you have a family of white supremacists and you haven't changed anything with your views and theirs, that makes you a racist as well.
Yep. Passed on to generations.
Passed on. So we don't know that. But I can go back to history. That's why I don't buy Volkswagens either.
Oh, Volkswagens, really?
Volkswagens was driven by the Nazis.
Ah, yeah.
So they made Volkswagens for the Nazis to get around and kill Jews. Hey, so they used to have it like Jew killer, Volkswagen, buy one.
Hey, that's what 2 Chainz said. 2 Chainz was like, I stopped driving my Porsche till I found out they was made by Volkswagen.
But didn't give you an explanation. But if you knew, you understood. Yep. So, I mean, that's what's up, though. But back to Jemele, I really just thought that she just said something based on the reaction that the president did with Charlottesville. Mm. What? So, if you deal with racist people or you take up for racist people, something's wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. So I can define you in many ways, but she defined him as a white supremacist.
White supremacist.
Yeah. And his actions show a lot of that as well.
Well, this is why the Europeans got really furious about it. It's because for the past 2 years, I just say 2 years, Europeans have been on social media talking greasy about black people. Like, greasy.
Right.
And
right.
They'll get fired from their jobs.
Yeah.
For talking reckless. Like,
yeah, reckless.
I wish these dirty ass niggers will stay off. They're always calling and not wanting anything.
The Mexicans smell.
Big
and
difference.
They come in here and they should just go back to their country, because if not, we'll kill them all.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
So I'm defining your actions as white supremacy. And if you define what white supremacy is, you can tell he has similar traits of a white supremacist.
And that's why ESPN didn't fire her, because she didn't break protocol. I don't think she probably went over a policy. Code of conduct. There you go.
Just like the Google issue with a guy who was saying women aren't smart enough to be programmers and all that.
Right. Now, but you can't get fired for that.
No, you can't. But what you did was you did it on company property. And you can't do it
on company property.
You can do it on your own.
Right.
You can do it on your equipment, on your own, on your time. You can't do it on company property.
Got you.
Got his ass.
Got you. Okay.
So, same thing. She did a Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter is her own Twitter
personal account. Yep.
Personal account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the code of conduct is you represent ESPN and you're such and such. But she was smart enough to say, define what a white supremacist is and define what a white supremacist does. Mm. So you may not agree that he's a white supremacist, but his actions show that he is.
Right.
He may not be, but his actions.
Yep, but his actions. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got all of that. You got all of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So then this goes back to the flag protest. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
statues again.
Right. You're mad at Jemele for speaking the obvious, and now you want to be mad at ESPN for not firing her.
Yeah.
Okay. You're mad at Colin Kaepernick for standing up for injustice on black people, but there's still injustice on black people.
Yeah, it's still going on.
Right. And you're mad at him for standing up for what's currently still happening.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
But they divert the message.
There you go.
To say, disrespecting the flag. No, he's protesting against injustice to black people.
This is going to sound real disrespectful to a lot of people, but I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm gonna give you the story behind it.
Okay.
So somebody at work asked me, you know, they was like, oh, so you're doing the holidays and stuff? I was like, nah, you know, when I was young, we celebrated Kwanzaa, so I'm not really a big holiday celebration for America. You know, I don't really celebrate American holidays, right? So the next question was, so are you proud to be an American? Now, this was a brother.
Right.
Because, you know, well, your dad was in the military. And now, this is the part that may ruffle some feathers. But I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for you. and you can say what you feel about this, or you can not comment. I would rather you not comment because this is gonna hit the fan. I personally believe that a lot of people, a lot of black people who go to the military, go to take care of their family. They don't go because they're proud Americans. They go because they gotta feed their kids. They go because if they don't, they're gonna be out here in these streets and they might not even be able to make it to see their kids get older. So when people be like, oh, you're blase blah, fought for this country. That nigga was in the military to feed me, nigga. Chill the fuck out with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But again, that's just me. Now, most. I'm not going to say all because it doesn't pertain to all. Now, my homie Chet. Mm-hmm. Chet is a big, I'm an American. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
And he voted for Trump. You know what I'm saying? But, and it's like, and so here's the thing. White people don't even act American.
Nope.
Black people are the most American people in the United States.
They are dedicated to so many causes, so many religions, so many things to say, I want to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Because they took what we were from us, so we gravitate to be part of something.
Right.
So, absolutely right. So, yeah, I need to comment. Because you're absolutely right. I didn't go in because I'm an American and I'm going to defend my country. I was in New York. It was about to hit the crack epidemic.
Okay.
Around that time, I did see it coming. I didn't get into college that I wanted to, and I wanted to take care of my girlfriend and I wanted to marry her, and I couldn't get a job immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the military.
Right.
So now while I'm in, I get what the cause is. That's what you do. Any job you get to, you don't have to love the job.
Right.
You have to work.
Right.
And if you enjoy what you're doing, or you understand that Walmart serves this community, you can feel good about them serving the community. That don't mean you
are proud of Walmart, being a Walmart employee.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
That's not what it is.
And that's what I said. I said, I'm happy to be in America. I'm thankful to be an American. But I'm not proud. Based off of an American history, I shouldn't be proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thankful that I'm here, and I'm appreciative of everything that's given to me for being in America.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get it twisted. If I was in Kenya and I've never experienced America, I'd be thankful to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
It is what it is.
Thank you.
So the problem is, David's like, if you don't like America, go somewhere else. You know why I'm not going anywhere else? Because I don't have to. Because I'm an American and I can make a choice. I make a choice to stand right next to you and say, fuck you, I'm not going nowhere.
Right.
But I have the right to say, this is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
This country has done a lot of fucked up things. We are still doing fucked up things.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be proud of the fucked up things that we're doing. All I can do is be a citizen.
Right.
And participate in the process to make things better.
Mm.
That's my job as a citizen.
Participate in the process.
The process to make things better. When you ask me a truthful question, I don't have to be blindly dedicated. And I'm not dedicated to symbols either.
I'm not
blindly saying I got to respect the flag
American
because
flag.
It represents you. No, it doesn't. It's
right.
A flag.
Right. There you go.
And I live in the United States of America. Yeah, so it may sound controversial, but the time that I went in, I had a need
mm-hmm.
for my family.
Right.
And I did it. So when I went in and I read up, I was like, yeah, I can still take care of my family. And now I've grown to say I got friends and I know we're doing things together. So yes, I had a bond that I wanted to take care of us.
Right.
And the country that I live in. Yeah, that's fine. But when I started reading and realizing, even though I'm blindly saying I'm doing that,
mm-hmm.
now I'm seeing what's going on in my communities back home, finding out what they still doing to black people. I'm still finding all of this stuff, but yet I'm saying I'm defending a country that's not defending my people.
Right, my people.
Which exactly. is me in turn. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, gotcha. What? How the fuck we get on that? White supremacy?
White supremacy. Yeah. That white supremacy goes deep.
Yeah, that
man.
Goes real deep. So here's what's up. So no, but that's all good. So again, they ask Jamel, stick to sports.
Right.
And she had a great statement. She said, so you got sports people talking about politics. You got sports people talking about community issues. You got sports people who doing all of these things. We cover them. Mm-hmm. They make the topics that we respond about.
Exactly.
So when they stop, we'll stop. But if they're not stopping, we're going to contribute to the dialogue that what's going on. Yeah. And I was like, I got you, girl.
Yep.
I totally agree with you.
Yep. There was even rumors going around that, and I think they were really true, because they were going to try to get what happened. See, this is my belief. You know me, I always got a theory.
Yeah.
So, you know, they told Jamil what they was going to tell her. They was like, yeah, just go ahead and take today off. And then they talked to Mike. And they was like, Mike, well we're going to bring somebody in so we can finish this show. And Mike was like, hell nah. If Jamil ain't here, I'm not doing it.
Yep.
Okay, well, you know, this is just one day. She's going to be back tomorrow. Well, I'll be back tomorrow then.
With her.
And then they was like, all right, Mike. So once he got out the room, they was like, we need to call two other black people to replace them, see if they can do it tonight.
Right.
So they called two other black people, male and a female, and they both was like, where's Jamel and Mike? You know how that goes.
Yeah. Where my girl at?
Calling me? Well, where's Jamel at?
Well, there's Mike some at? Things that we going
to... Well, you know what happened was... Oh, well, just call me back tomorrow after you finish talking to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to talk it through, but in the meantime, could you come on? No, but you didn't get an answer, so won't you get that answer?
Right. So I am feeding off of what the black people are doing on media now. I'm feeding off of it because it's like, oh, the coons are still out here. They still out here. They ain't going nowhere. But we're standing up more. You know what I'm saying? We're a little more out there.
So we have a voice because of social media.
Yeah.
We didn't have a voice before. We had to get media coverage when we protested.
They created our narrative. We are creating our own narrative
now. And they can't stop it.
Nope.
So that's why they wanted to regulate the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So they could say, nope, you can't be on certain sites unless you pay for certain things. When you start having to pay, mm-hmm. in addition to your internet service, people will be less on the sites that gives you the freedom.
Gotcha.
They want to restrict freedom.
Right.
In order to say, now you're going to have to pay to have a voice. No.
Right.
Which makes it interesting. Make it really interesting. But, yeah, so I definitely wanted to have sports news. You know, this is sports news.
Yeah.
Regardless of the matter. And I still haven't seen the NFL.
Nope.
I walked into my break room and I saw it on the screen and was like, okay, that's the score. Okay. And I walked on.
Man, I'd be looking away. I scroll so fast past the NFL score.
So the point is, I'm not.
Right.
I am not contributing to it. It's true. Not on any of my screens.
Gotcha.
I'm not contributing to it. I looked at it and be like, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm still not going on the sites to find out scores.
Right.
I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. But I'll pass through them if they're on my feed.
Okay.
I'm not going to be into it.
I'm not even looking at highlights.
Exactly. They're getting that pressure. They got analytics that can tell them
mm-hmm.
people aren't fucking looking at
mm-hmm.
that. So you got people who's protesting, and then you got people who's pissed off. You got white supremacists and other people to be like, they're playing up to these black people, and I'm not going to look at this anymore. So they got them.
Yep.
And then you got black people like, you know what? Y'all doing this wrong. You need to stand up for these people who's doing what's right.
You got a lot of black people, a lot. Who's rocking these Falcons jerseys? Who's rocking these Cowboys jerseys?
Yeah.
Like,
remember your boy that he got to keep eating chicken if you keep passing by a chicken?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shea?
Yeah.
Shea Almanera.
And so...
The unemployed sports report straight from the unemployment line.
It's funny because it's like, what do you... This is why it's funny for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because... It lets me see clear who's who.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got a football jersey on. In these times? I know where you standing at. I don't care what you say about black people. I know that, well, you know, I got this Cowboys jersey on. I'm a Cowboys fan, but, you know, I'm rooting for Kaepernick. Boy, if you don't sit your dumb ass down talking that dumb shit, that's like the dumbest thing I've heard. That's like the dumbest thing, dog. It's like,
I got a free Trump hat, so I'm wearing it, and it matches my sneakers. What the fuck, dude? Really? No, I'm serious, man, because I didn't have a red hat, and this dude down the street said, hey, look, make America great. And, you know, look at my... Shut the fuck up, dude. Exactly. Are you stupid?
Exactly.
Same thing.
So, yeah, that's the point. That's the point where I stop listening to certain people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, you're... What are you standing for? You know what I'm saying? This isn't a black and white thing. I need y'all to understand. This isn't a black and white thing. It's almost a class thing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And well,
almost.
At the end of the day, it is a class thing. But it's focused
on blacks.
Yeah, it's focused right now on black people, and why are black people complaining about this?
So they're gonna say, well, They killed that guy in Georgia Tech. He had a knife. Okay. He had a knife. He clearly had a knife. So they killed him. He had a knife. Hey, wait a minute. What did he have? He had a knife.
Right.
Black people had open hands. Black people didn't have anything.
Right.
Black people were sitting in cars. Black people was laying on the ground. Black people was walking toward their vehicle. Black people were running away. Black people are choked to death. Black people were put in a van and thrown all over the place and broke his back. That's what's going on with black people. This white guy had a knife going toward the police. They shot him. I believe in life, but I know that's the pressure that a police officer will go
on. Did they kill him?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Oh, okay. I thought he just got shot.
Oh, you thought
shot.
He was wounded.
Yeah, I thought he was wounded and tased and escorted to McDonald's before he went to jail.
Yeah. After he slaughtered half of the people. No. So, Georgia Tech. So, it's appalling because Georgia Tech is a high-class school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to always keep that in mind. But, we're looking at the whole scenario, and back to the point of sports and politics. They go hand in hand.
Yeah,
because
especially right now,
athletes are talking about it.
Yep.
If they weren't, we could keep them separate. But since they are, we can't.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend that they do. I'm really proud of a lot of these athletes who before, over the last couple of years, kept silent.
Yep.
They kept silent. But now they know I have a platform, and we really pissed off because we could keep quiet to not make Obama look bad.
Right.
But now we got a white supremacist in charge. We have to say something.
Something, yep.
Unless you're a coon.
Yep.
And you're like, no, he's making things better. You're not giving him an opportunity. He's getting an opportunity to act like a straight fool. He retweeted a video of him hitting a golf ball.
I seen that.
Into Hillary Clinton's back.
Yeah.
And knocking her to the ground.
Yep.
He retweeted that.
Yep. From a white supremacist Twitter page.
President. That's the president. That's not, well, that's just a guy who works in the White House.
Oh, you know, that's just a mayor or, oh, you know, well.
A councilman.
Right. Nah, this is.
Superintendent.
Superintendent.
Or a janitor. No, it's the fucking president of the United States retweeting a disrespectful attack on a woman.
So yeah, so back to sports, man. That's kind of why I'm winging towards the NBA, because even though the commissioner is as Jewish as he want to be, you know, he has an open mind. He opens his ear. I think he just knows how to keep his money flowing.
Yeah,
you know.
So they know what to do. Well. Right. I don't mean to sound racist in that way. The Jews know what to do. No, I didn't mean it in that way. But he knows the climate. When people know the climate, they know how to respond.
Okay.
He knows the climate.
Yeah.
Because he's Jewish. He knows the scrutiny that they are under at all times.
Right.
Against whites. Because remember, in Charlottesville, you know, we could take it back from the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They was chanting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they know. You may not hear it a lot. but they know.
Yeah.
And this guy is like, as soon as they take care of the blacks, they're coming after us. We're part of that equation.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't think he's dumb.
Nah, Adam Silver, man, is a perfect... I don't know what he does behind closed doors, so...
Must be doing good things.
Yeah, but he's definitely a perfect representation of a sports organization.
So, what have you heard from the Players Union for the last couple of years?
The NFL Players Association? No,
I'm talking about the Players Union of the NBA.
Oh, nothing, man.
So that tells you
they've been sitting real fat. They've been sitting nice and fat, bro.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Paul has been doing this thing. You know, he's like ambassador he's like or something.
Yeah. He's like the, I don't know the name that he chose, but yeah, he's the leader, I guess.
And yeah, the last ESPYs, what was it? The last ESPYs, Carmelo, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James. They all came up and then they was talking about a lot of that. NBA is like, do what y'all want to do.
We're good. We won't even comment. Nope. Just do your thing.
They don't.
I don't need to comment.
Bro, they don't talk about, they don't bother with nothing when it comes to politics. They let their players do and say whatever they want.
That's what you want to talk
Pretty
about.
Much. Go ahead. For the most part.
Go ahead. Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's like, wow. Because first off, because even though, I would say even though baseball is so international, you ain't finna hear nobody. You will hear football before you hear baseball.
Yeah. There ain't that many black people anyway.
Right, exactly. So.
But there's a lot of Hispanics. And, you know, from Cuba and the islands from down there, Dominican.
But and that should, and you know what, maybe because I just don't watch baseball like that, but some of those people that's not from it, them Cubans and them DRs and everything, certain things should be addressed.
Yeah.
You know?
But most of them aren't from here.
Right. And they might get kicked their ass back home.
Trump already said he want all immigrants gone. And then when they realized it's not just the Mexicans.
Right.
They're on the list. And
they were like, really got to shut up.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut, nigga.
I just come to hit the ball.
I hit the ball.
I hit the ball very
It's not my team, so you got to go.
What?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, good point.
So, that's what's up, though. That's our sports. What did we leave out, bro? I think we hit all.
Yeah, we got pretty much everything. We got all the NFL. Oh, you know they gave Colin Kaepernick, like, the player of the week or the community player of the week for the first week of the NFL?
What?
Yeah.
He ain't even playing.
Right. They was like, well, he's been contributing. So, he contributed, like, 3 separate fundraisers or charities. Mm-hmm.
The one for Africa, I know that. And then he got one in the community in, I think, California somewhere.
Yep, and then he got one more.
Really?
Yeah, but so he shared this lump sum of money, and since he did it for the community, the NFLPA, the Players Association, gave him the first week award for doing a community award.
So they trying.
I was like...
They trying.
but again, this goes back to, you know... 5 years ago, I'll just say 5 years ago, Charles Oakley was one of the main ones that was talking about the NBA need to make their own league. Mm-hmm. 5 years after that, you literally got 2 to 3 separate leagues on co-founders by black people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know where the NFL is going to go. I don't know.
They won't allow it to happen.
Right. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
They was at a time, I forgot what year, but the Minnesota Vikings... They were being sold, and it was, I'm trying to remember who the black millionaire was, but he was part of the consortium to buy it and let that motherfucker get it. Mm. So, again, that league of white owners are controlling everything. And it's obvious white supremacy
is a part of that.
It's a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, how is that white supremacy? They haven't called anybody. They're not racist. When you control... all aspects by a group of white men.
That's the definition.
To say that's the definition of white supremacy. Being the supreme voice, the supreme person to say we will or won't do something.
Yep. You have the ultimate power to dictate what you're going to do with a particular race.
And not even on a team that you own, but collectively they make a decision on people of color.
Yep. Collectively,
whether you own or play.
Yep. Yep. They do the same thing in the oil game, in the oil industry.
Oh, no doubt.
I remember the story about another billionaire who wanted a piece of BP. They were like, oh, hell nah.
Like, get your ass black out of here.
No, you ain't finna get... You not finna be in the same room with us.
So we'll throw you a bone and give you a VP position because right. we need a black face.
Right.
But you ain't about to own shit around here. Nothing.
Creating our own narrative. So.
Yep. Thanks to social media, we're allowed to do that. Because the reason why I say we're allowed is because the internet still is being regulated to a certain point. I mean, you put it to my attention that these algorithms will be set up. So if you think you can put out whatever you want, it's not the case.
You'll they put it out, stopped. But they'll hide it.
Yep. They put it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So just like they could have stopped the white supremacists saying all of these racial things, they could have done that a long time ago. But because of Charlottesville, and I'm going to get heat on this, because a white woman got killed,
right?
It became an issue.
Mm.
It became an issue.
Right.
Not saying that she was not an advocate of equal rights and everything. I'm not saying that. But what the media highlights is people not of color.
Right. Yep.
Remember your man said, they are not of color. So everybody has color but them.
Right.
So it's your boy Supreme. Gems from Dr. Supreme Understanding.
Yeah, Supreme. Shout out to Supreme Understanding.
No doubt. So, cool. So we'll still have this because there's always going to be something coming up.
Yes, sir.
Like Sean, he's definitely on with the basketball. And this it's going to keep coming out throughout the year. I wanted to bring in the rappers. Leonard got something coming out, don't he?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, Damian Lillard.
Yeah, Damian Lillard does have an album coming out.
Yeah.
Rap
album.
Yeah,
so you know.
A rap album. So this is his second album, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His first album, he had Wayne on it and a few other people's. I guess we could get around to checking that out.
Yeah, you can fuck with him.
Yeah.
We can fuck with him.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll do it on either one because, you know, we got this car wax. But we do it on either one. It'll be a nice touch onto the hardwood and end zones. But we'll know.
Yes,
I just want to take a listen to it. It's all good.
Cool.
So we do that. So thanks for stopping by Hardwoods and End Zones Podcast. Hook us up. BougieBlackBrother.com. BougieBlackBro. BougieBlackBro Twitter and Instagram. BougieBlackSean on Instagram.
Yes,
stop
sir.
Calling me, goddammit.
Yep.
Without the G. Stop calling him, goddammit. Without the G.
Stop calling me. That's it. Just stop calling me. The goddamn it is additional,
no,
but
that's
you won't
addition.
Be able to find
you
me.
Yo, don't put under the goddamn it. That suffix that doesn't work. So, but look out for Hardwoods and End Zones. It has its own on iTunes. It's broken up. Google Play. I know nobody gets on that shit, but it's on Google Play as well. So if you get on, you can find us on either one of those two. What you got for us, bro?
Yeah, just catch us on Twitter, catch us on IG, and
subscribe.
We're building our YouTube page, so make sure y'all subscribe,
get the newest stuff.
Videos, real quality videos are just going to be coming through the filter.
Look for the snippets. We'll give you a snippet ahead of time of what's coming. So this one was broken up, got a little politics in it, but that's fine because politics is part of the sports and sports is part of the politics. So appreciate you stopping by and we'll get back with you real soon with Hardwood and End Zones Podcast.
Adios.
Peace.